T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But I want to go back to the very first topic that we touched on when we started the Grown Folks Table podcast. And it was, should married folks ask for permission or consult each other? And I just want to touch on that just a little bit and see, you know, we're just going to tease you with a little bit. Because if you want to hear this show enough, you got to go. And even use that for the promo. But I think it was lippy. She got a little. She got hot. She got hot. So why was that? Why was that an important topic that we, you know, we touched on? Why was it important to for us and for you to even talk about it?
Well, this is Libby. I guess I better talk. I think it was important because I do think that as women, we, you know, although we may be married or in the committed relationship, we still like to have somewhat of our independence, somewhat of ourselves. And so I think a lot of times it is one of those things that women do wrestle with, especially those who are married. I do think that from a single perspective that we're always thinking, okay, yeah, we can just go and go and go. But having the conversation does shed light even to a single person, I do think. And so I think it becomes an important piece because that is very important to any woman to be able to have some sense of independence, even if you are in a marriage. You still want to be able to feel like you still can do those things that you like to do or want to do. And I do think it's always a topic that we'll always have, because you hear it all the time. It just generally going out with people, you'll start talking about, well, God, you go on a lot of trips, and then one person around the table may say, well, I used to do that before I got married. And the other person, I still can go out on trips.
Right. So hey.
So what I'm saying is, but I think what we brought out even in the podcast was that every marriage is different.
Yes.
Therefore, the conversation looks different. And I think that was a learning point for me, that the conversation does look very different. So that's why you hear so many perspectives around that, I think.
You know what? I like the fact that Libby brought out, you get a different perspective. What works for one, you know, marriage is one of those things you don't get a little book with it. Mm-hmm. And if you do get a book, you need to throw it out. But because it's an evolving kind of thing. And I was on the other side of that where it might have appeared that I was saying that I get permission, but I don't want it to just appear. That is our reality. Right. And it's a mutual kind of respect that my husband and I have for one another. And we've been in this long enough that it's never been a conversation. I'm being honest. It's just what it is. Mm-hmm. And I like sharing with him. I like him sitting down and discussing with me what it is he wants to do, that we can dialogue about it. He's never really told me no. He doesn't do that kind of thing because my husband wants the optimum best for me, and I likewise for him. So it makes, to some people, seem like you have to get permission. I just get it. It works.
All right. Any other comment? I don't either.
Well, for me, I've had to, and I guess that for some people, I guess the permission word was very challenging for them to accept.
Yes.
But what I wanted to bring out was the respect, you know, because respect is defined differently for every marriage.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so what may work in your marriage may not necessarily work in my marriage. Mm-hmm. And so once you become married, you have to define what respect looks like. And so I'm one that have to get permission as well from my husband about coming, going on a trip. And depending on how much it costs, he may say no. Because he a numbers man. Anybody know my husband? He's bottom line when it comes to money. And that's okay, because you got to know what season you're in and be okay with embracing that. And I love the fact that Vicky hangs on to the fact that she's been married how many years?
Over 40.
For over 40 years. And that bears something for some women out there to learn from. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe there's an area right there that you need to yield to when it comes to communicating with your husband, and it's okay.
Yes.
But, you know, when we were talking to Joyce about it, she just couldn't.
because if a friend or someone calls me right now, like hello, you know, and say, hey, we're going to for this, I can answer them right now based on my schedule, mm-hmm. and not based on whether or not my husband will say you can or you can't, you know, and that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
It is, and it's not out of disrespect. Believe me, I could answer it mm-hmm. in saying, yeah, that sounds good. I want to come and be a part of that. But I'll go home and say, hey, you know, Sharon called and she wants me to come to D.C. for this. And I told her, OK. And he's like, OK, you know,
yeah.
that's my environment. That's how. And I'm 26 years in marriage and it ain't hurt us yet. So and I respect my husband wholeheartedly, mm-hmm. but I could answer on the call based mm-hmm. on my schedule and not based on whether or not he will give me permission. Or the resource.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think that's what it is. I think it's the word that's bothersome,
yeah.
especially mm-hmm. and I say this and you can y'all can dive in and go to work on it. But I say this and I say this from a person standing on a single side talking to married women.
Mm-hmm.
When you use that word married women, they seem to come out like sharks. It becomes, I don't need permission. It's
right.
like you someone is saying you lost something.
Yes.
And for whatever reason, the word is a little bit more sensitive on that side of the Jordan
mm-hmm. yeah.
than it is on this side of
right.
the Jordan.
Right, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what happens
yeah.
because I think when I said it to me is that there's nobody in my household to whom I need to go to just say I'm going to the airport. There's
right.
absolutely nobody, not
mm-hmm.
even my dog. you know, so I think that's what I was
yeah.
trying to say.
Yes.
But I get it because I started to think about it after we had the conversation. I said, man, I can go back a minute conversation. My sister is one.
Mm-hmm.
I remember having this conversation with both of them, and they were, what do you mean permission? You know, and I think it's the word.
Yes.
There's
yes.
something
mm-hmm.
about that word that I now know. I ain't gonna say that to no man. No more.
One of the things I found is that we have to, if you go back to the whole respect type of thing, then figure out what kind of works. It doesn't feel as uncomfortable, you
mm-hmm.
know. But you're right.
Yeah.
It set off all kind of alarms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't think I would have to ask permission. I don't like the word how you got to ask permission. You know, but here's the thing. We all, when I look at marriage, me and my husband, we're on the same team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's not anything out there that he wouldn't want me to experience because he loves me and he has the best in mind when it comes to me and what it is that I want to do. That's my biggest cheerleader. You know, so
exactly.
when you look at it from that perspective, that is not that, it's almost like when you're on your job and you have a coworker, you know,
mm-hmm.
are you taking this week off? Because in my mind, I want to take this week off and I don't want you, you know, because you all have a vision
exactly.
and a goal. And so you don't want to, in your mind, think about things that you have to go and do and take care of and that individual's not aware of,
mm-hmm.
or even when it comes down to spending, you know, it's about what works well in your particular household.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And and so married women, don't be afraid of the word, you know,
yes.
but if we got to come up with a new one, you know, share some new words you would like for us to use. We're okay with that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.